This was originally going to be not safe for work, believe it or not. It was going to be the audio I was going to use for this month's lotto winner, but it felt too morbid. I feel like the story is too emotional for it to turn into porn, and I would feel wrong about it. We all have that news story, which is the first one we can remember caring about. Recently on Facebook, a friend asked, which story was it for us? A lot of people wrote down the same one as me. While writing this, I wondered if it was possible for a news story to take over a person's life, but for it not to be as significant to others who heard about it or lived through it. Like all my characters, Natalie shares some of my traits. I have this innate curiosity where I need to know all the details surrounding certain events. I will do as much research as possible, and if I find someone who has the information I crave, I will wish I could ask them all the questions I have wondered. Not that I would do that, though. Sometimes I will take that curiosity and I will write my own stories so I can get it out of my head, and that helps me process and deal with things. I have been one of those people who has heard about something horrible happening, and then I no longer want to take any chance where it could happen to me. When I was younger and I would hear news stories about crimes of passion, I had decided I was never going to get into a relationship. And I didn't for a very long time, until I finished high school. For me, it made sense to have her quit roller skating. This story was one of my biggest Patreon writing challenges. I almost quit writing it a few times, and it took weeks to write. I kept getting stuck and not knowing what I should have happen. I knew Jake was going to have possession of the card, but I couldn't figure out how he got it. I didn't want him to be the victim, since the story was going to be not safe for work. I thought his sister could have been. I thought maybe his ex was, or maybe his friend was, but she passed away. Realizing the story couldn't be not safe for work helped a lot, because I'd wanted Jake to be one of the victims from the start. So I found a way to make that happen, and I think the story turned out perfect. The ice cream shop had to be in the story. I had a job once that ended up giving me some level of PTSD. I still have nightmares about working there, and the ACLU said I had a case and I could sue my former employer. The business ended up going under, and in its place, an ice cream shop popped up. The day I noticed the shop, I hesitantly stepped inside. And luckily it had been gutted, so you would never know what used to be in its place. They happened to have some vegan ice cream, so I bought some, and it was delicious. I walked home while eating it, thinking about the irony of what just happened and how sweet things can turn out in the end.